This is a commutation phase one hearing for Mr. Edward L. Day, ADC number 077109. Mr. Day is currently serving a sentence for manslaughter. He received 19 years, well, he agreed to 19 years, and he's requesting a reduction of 2 years. According to information that he sent to the board, there are three charges, and they are running concurrent, and they are, if his CSBD date would be April 12, 2021. His CSED is February 9, 2024, and his ERC date is listed as June 1, 2021. And if the board granted him his request, he would be eligible for to be released. That date would change, the CSBD would change to August the 1st, 2019. I would point out the fact that we do have a letter from the county attorney's office, that is Maricopa County Attorney's Office, dated March 14, 2019, and they do oppose his being released at this time. Just a few comments from that letter. They point out the fact that the defendant did plead guilty on August 15, 2005, and the plea agreement stipulated that the defendant shall be sentenced to the Arizona Department of Corrections for a term of 19 years. The defendant accepted that agreement. And what is of primary concern to the state of Arizona is that this was the serious nature of this case, and on June 5, 2004, the defendant was traveling 20 miles per hour over the speed limit, and this resulted in the death of three victims who did not survive as a result of this particular accident. I would also point out the fact that in the past, and some of this is past, that Mr. Day had been granted back October 24, 1994, he had been granted home arrest on June the 1st, 1995, he had been granted general parole. And on, according to information that I gleaned, on April the 10th, 1996, his general parole was revoked. As I stated, that he did plead guilty. However, I will point out the fact that on a positive note, he does have a number of letters of support, as well as he has also taken a number of programs since he's been incarcerated. However, due to the fact that three individuals did not survive, there were three victims who did die, and also due to the fact that he did accept a plea for the full 19 years, therefore I am not in favor at this time, but I am prepared to listen to other board members, any addition, comments, or deletion that any other board member might want to include at this time. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Certainly, out of respect for the three lives that were lost.
Thank you so very much. Okay, hearing nothing else, therefore, I'm going to move not to pass Mr. Day, that is Mr. Edward Day, ADC number 077109, not to pass him to phase two. And that will end this hearing. Thank you so much, board members. No, it does not end the hearing. I need to make a motion, and my motion is going to be not to pass Mr. Edward Day, ADC number 077109, not to pass to phase two, and that is a motion this
second.
Time.
Agreed.
Motion by Ms. Substitute Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kawanis and the Honorable Mr. Neal. And this will end this hearing, and I want to thank those who are here to support him for attending the hearing this morning. Thank you so very, very much.